Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Tippi, to the Tippi Talk Show. My name is Tippi Felsenstein and I'm your host for an exciting series called Now What? Or Now What Up? Which I'm hosting for Jennifer Schutemacher. And in the first part of this series, we are tackling procrastination. And so today, when I read an article called It's Action That Really Matters, I was so inspired and I decided that I was going to invite you and tell you a little bit about what this Now What show is all about. It's action that really matters. That really hit a chord for me. And in this new series that we're calling Now What, it's really for those of us who see ourselves as procrastinating or just overwhelmed and not moving forward with the things that we really, really want. Because action really does matter. And without action, nothing really happens. So the article that I read today was by Michael Josephson. And he's the one that wrote it. And for me, I do a lot of research every day. And I do the research so that you don't have to. And I do the research so that when I find something that I believe would benefit me as well as you, I kind of get my hands on it, and that's when I bring that to the table. And that's exactly what I did. And so he opens up with a story, and I'm going to ask you a question. And as soon as I ask you the question, think of the answer in your brain. Okay? Five birds are sitting on a telephone wire. Two of them decide to fly south. How many are left? Simple enough. Think about that. Five birds sitting on a telephone wire. Two of them decide to fly south. How many are left? So if you're thinking three, then don't worry. That's very common, but that's not what it is. And I'm going to tell you what it is in a minute. And I'm going to read the question one more time because it's not three. So if you think of anything else before I give you the answer, that would be really great. But if you don't worry about it because I'm going to tell you what it is. It's five birds are sitting on a telephone wire. Two of them decided to fly south. How many are left? And no, the answer is not three. It's actually five. See, because deciding to fly south is not the same as doing it. Or deciding to fly south is not the same as flying south. So deciding to do something is not the same as doing it. And don't forget, the name of this is Action Matters. Because without action, the decision makes no difference at all. There would still be five birds left. So if a bird really wants to go somewhere, it's got to point itself in that right direction. It's got to jump off the wire. It's got to flap its wings, and it's got to start flying. Because the good intentions are just not enough. It's the action that really matters. And that's what this series is all about. Now What is here to get you off the wire. Point yourself in the right direction so that you can jump off the wire and flap your wings and fly. And that's really what inspired me, and I saw this, and I said, wow, this is so perfectly exactly what I want to say. And he continues, and he says that our character is defined and our lives are determined not by what we want to say or what we think, but just by what we do. So if you think about something you want to do all the time, like me, I think about the show, Now What, and all the time, and I think about writing a book, and I think about that all the time. And very often I think about increasing my income, marketing my business, and unfortunately, only a small part of what I think about, I take action. But the part that I take action on is the part that I feel so great about. And the part that I don't take action on is the part that I feel incompetent, I feel like I'm procrastinating. It just doesn't feel like a successful part of my life. So if I don't take a very close look, and if I just keep on thinking about it, And if I can pretend that I'm actually successful as a talk show host, then I can pretend that I'm a brilliant writer just based on my thoughts, then I can pretend I'm very successful. But if I wasn't here right now talking to you, conveying my thoughts, how would anyone else ever know what I was thinking or what I was going to do? So I actually have to do it. And so that's why procrastination is so frustrating, because you think about it, you want to do it, and you're not doing it, and something stands in your way, and this is what Now What is all about. It's Now What. I know exactly what I want to do, and I want to do it, and Now What is here to help you fly. So the true picture of my character is really drawn by my action. And the challenge for me is to make the time to do the things that I ought to do and to say the things I want to say. Because there are lots of occasions to do this at home, at work, and I don't have to get insincere about it. I can face the fact that I only do half of what I want to do. I really, really want to take more action. And so with this show of you taking action and me taking, not about me telling you what to do, it's about me and you and us doing it together. And so I just look for the opportunities to sit quietly and write. And when I know that I'm going to come on the show, on this town hall, and talk to you, motivates me to write. And that's what I want you to get motivated to do, what it is that you want to do. And then I look for content, and I look for the kind of content that makes my blood move, that I want to say. And I research the things that make my blood move faster, and I slowly move towards the things that I want to do. But I also want to pass it forward. I want to let you know that you are not alone. You're not alone in that struggle. That the things you want to do will make you so happy when you do it. You'll be so content. And this show, the Now What Show, is not only dedicated to show you the way, it's also dedicated to hold your hand, to let your voice, your frustrations, and your triumphs. And I'm really not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to do it with you, because I always wanted to have someone to do it with me. And having someone to do it with me and having the kind of amazing mentors that I had really enabled me to get off the procrastination couch. So in our next show, we'll tell you more about who I am and why I'm driven to do this. And you learn at least a few strategies to make it easier for you to jump into action. We'll also discuss some of the obstacles that really seem like mountains, but when we take a closer look, they're going to seem really very small objects that are just on the road to your success, because being productive is really such a great way to feel. It gives you so much energy and it gives you so much power that picking up those obstacles and tossing them aside would be very, very easy. And there's an old Quaker saying, and it puts it very eloquently. And this is what it says. I expect to pass through the world but once. Any good, therefore, I can do, or any kindness I can show to any fellow creature, let me do it now. Let me not defer it or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again. And this is the article by Michael Josephson. So come hang out with me and Jennifer Schutemacher, our free live half-hour town hall meeting that we call Now What, that I'm hosting for you live on the radio, will take place on April 20th at 12 o'clock Eastern Time, 12 o'clock noon, not midnight. You can join us free. All you have to do is click on the follow button right here on top, and you'll be invited and reminded on when to call in. And don't worry about accessing your information. We will not be accessing anything other than your email to send you information. And you can opt out anytime. The sign up is a bit misleading. Don't let that mislead you. Just go for it. Sign up. You can unsign if you don't like what's going on, anytime. And if you do like it and you want to have your voice heard, anytime too. We'll be broadcasting live again on 4/20/15, that's April 20th at 12 noon. And not to worry, I will send you the recording if you miss it. But to participate live, you'll have to join us on that day, at that time. And I just may have the answers to the challenges you're currently facing. I will definitely be here to listen to your challenges that you're facing. And Jennifer and me will definitely be here to support you in overcoming those challenges. What we have to share with you next month is probably one of the most exciting things I've ever done in a very long time. So yes, I'm very excited and I can't wait to hear from you. It just may change your life. And that is one of my big passions. Until we meet again, let your talent be your potion.